This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
On behalf of Portland's Masjid, the Imams and the committee, and on behalf of the Mawlid al-Nabi Foundation, we want to say shukran to each and every of our mothers and sisters that have come to the Mawlid on the ruh of the father of Islam, Tom Yusuf. It is one of the most special occasions in Cape Town that we attend a dhikr like Thursday night, or we attend the Mawlud on the ruh of our beloved father that has brought Islam to South Africa. Can you imagine what an honor, what a privilege? And Tom Yusuf, to refresh our memory, I studied the Deen of Allah for 25 years in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And he was known as the Taj al-Khalwatiyya. He's a man of deep spirituality, tasawwuf, purification of the heart. And Tom Yusuf was the crown, in other words, the leader, the amir, the imam of that tariqah, of Khalwatiyya. And when the Hollanders, the Dutch, came to Indonesia to colonize Indonesia, he didn't sit back in his house and make dhikrullah and just make ratibul haddad and bashar al-Quran. No, he did that, but he did also the right thing. He stood up against injustice and oppression. And because he stood up so strongly and so severely, they banished him, uitgesmet in Indonesia, opgesluit in, dit was die eilande genoem Ceylon. It is now called Sri Lanka. And when Tom Yusuf arrived in Sri Lanka, he again moved amongst the people. So they demand istighfarlik. For whom would us ons maar ver weg neem? And because the Hollanders, the Dutch at that time ruled South Africa also, they brought him all the way from Sri Lanka to Cape Town. Little did they know that Tom Yusuf is going to be the bearer of Noor to the beautiful city of Cape Town and to the whole of South Africa. Alhamdulillah. And just imagine, after arriving here, after 5 years, Tom Yusuf wafat dunya. Just imagine what he did in 5 years' time. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So it's very special. And that's why we Portlands, we feel very extremely happy and excited that Imam Adam Philander and the Mawlid al-Nabi, they always keep this great function in the Kramer. And this year, for the first time, they decided they're going to take it to all around Cape Town. And also as the first mense wat die baraka en die noor gekry het om ratibul haddad te hou en om Mawlid te hou op die ruh van ons geliefde vader van Islam in Suid-Afrika, Tom Yusuf. So we want to say shukran to all our mothers that came today. You are very, very special. We spoke about Tom Yusuf now. But Tom Yusuf, can you imagine our salih woman and mother was the mother of Tom Yusuf, who gave birth to him, who raised him. She was a very salih woman. And that is my piece of advice to all our mothers and our sisters here today. That you, my dear mothers and sisters, you need to be salih mothers and salih grandmothers to your children. And you need to be a salih wife to your husband. Just imagine the Nabi Muhammad says, "Man razaqa Allah imra'atan salihatan faqad a'anahu 'ala shatri dini." For whosoever Allah has granted a salih wife, then Allah has completed half of the deen of that particular husband. So you, my dear sisters and mothers, if you're a salih wife, you're the half of the deen of your husband. Allahu Akbar. What an honor. So that is what the world needs today. This is what the community needs. Our mothers to be salih mothers. And our mothers to be salih women and wives to their husbands. Vandag se tyd, die mans en die vrouens stry gevaarlik by. Hulle streef oor die laaste klink dingetjie. En is dat goed? You know, sometimes ek bring dit 'n smal in my gesig, ek kan nou net met Pierre van mamma gesê dat my mamma sê ons moet gaan Lima. Maar my boa, wat ons ook kota gesê, Limi. Dit sê boa Limi. Ek en jy moet nogal nie streef nie. 'n Simpel woord, maar is die waarheid. Ek en jy moet nogal nie streef nie. But unfortunately, that is happening in so many homes. Husbands and wives are arguing, unnecessary arguments. And what's it for Shaitan? You know, he still says, oh. And then the arguments begin clean, and raak het groter, and then gaat het lelike woorde, and then instead of husband and wife becoming closer to one another, nee, hoe sê dit? Hulle dreef weg van mekaar. Hulle dreef weg van mekaar. You must just always remember that Shaitan has got a lot of work to do. But die groot Shaitan, die groot Iblis, die beste weg wat hy kan doen, is om 'n man en 'n vrou uit mekaar te haal. En hy, as hy dit gedoen het, hy het die beste gedoen. So may Allah protect us. So my dear brothers, one of the signs of a solid woman is to stand up in the middle of the night and make salat to tahajjud. Ek weet nie of ek nog wat keer gaan so te sê nie, maar ek dink currently in die dagse lewe, daar's te min mense wat salat to tahajjud maak. In feite daar's so baie mense wat eens fajr op is nie. Nou wat nog van salat to tahajjud? So the mothers, I'm speaking again about my mother. Ek het van my mamma geleer liefde vir Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahi, as ons 'n werk gehad het by die huis en mamma's was besig aan die kombuis, maar as dit tyd kom vir Ashrakal, dan kom mamma in en dan sing mamma so mooi geliedig met liefde. Ja,
Alhamdulillah, Allah toe begin.
Hy en sy vrou agter 10 jaar Allah vir hulle eerste kind gegee. En hy sê vir my nou die dag, een die ander week sê hy sy admiration vir moeders het nog increase because hy experience met homself. Hulle sit met die baby tot 1 o'clock, afval hy in die slaap. As hy 3 o'clock wakker skrik, dan is vrou nog altyd besig met die baby. En breastfeed, toe sê ek kom met my dieselfde. Ek het die hoogste respect vir moeders, maar my respect het nog increase because twee van my dogters, as hulle Rabia en Zahra, as hulle mans gaan krebel, kom hulle by ons bly. As ek 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock die nacht gestaan, dan sê ek Zahra, by example, breastfeed die baby, die is 3 o'clock die nacht, en die by alle baby, Abdullah Harun, hy is 2 jaar, hy hang by aan sy maag, by die skil, en hy hy ook. Subhanallah, sê jy myself, that is what motherhood is all about. And for that reason, verstaan ons, hoekom met Allah gesit die Jannah onder die voete van die moeders, Allah. Nou, ek gaat vir u iets so iets leer. My mama het nie gewacht, ander mense moet nog vir my leer, om respect te hebben met my mama nie. Nee, my mama het gewacht van my, haarself, sy het vir my geteach, vir my moet jy respect het, because I'm your mother. En my dat is een mistake wat baie moeders maak vandag. Hulle dink ander mense moet maar vir jou leer. Ek gaat vir jou sê, nee, mama het vir my, sy het haarself vir my geleer, that you must have respect for your mother, because that is a command from Allah. That's not my command, your mother. That is a command from Allah, Allahu Akbar. So as we have to say that we love you dearly, alhamdulillah. You are the mothers of Cape Town. That is why Cape Town is so beautiful, because of your beauty, alhamdulillah. So may Allah increase you, inshallah. And inshallah, wherever it is, inshallah, you must come again, inshallah. Ek het God daarom gesê, as die molde van deze weebelpot is gekom, hulle is bous welkom, hulle was al tip ladies, maar ons wil ook een greedy visie, ons wil het begin vir ander ladies van die kaap of inshallah. Een special soekering vir Ante Rashida, Manuel, en Ante Rashida is een team, die in Portland sal die mensen wat so uit hulle way te gaan in, en die hele molde jama van Portland, die vrouw molde jama, for doing all the hard work, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, en met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the honor to meet Rasulullah. Dus ons doen allemaal dit, because dan is een liefde van Allah, en is een liefde van Rasulullah. En die Nabi Muhammad sê, toen hij persoon vraag, wanneer is die dag van Qiyamah, ya Rasulullah, wanneer is die eer? Toen sê Nabi Muhammad, moet nie vir my die question vraag nie, wat het jy geprepeer vir die eer van judgment? Toen sê hy, ya Rasulullah, look at the humility, ja, Rasulullah, ek doe nie so baie extra poasa nie, en extra salah nie, maar wat ek doen, doen ek met liefde vir Allah, en liefde vir Rasulullah. So sê Rasulullah, om alayhi sallallahu sallam, nou jy gaat wees, met wie jy lief voor gewees het, Allah. So as jy lief voor gewees het vir Rasulullah, dan gaat jy wees met Rasulullah in die jannah. Allah, Allah was allemaal die ander vir hom, om daar meet, ons geliefde Nabi Muhammad in die jannah.